I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Football season GM Shuffle podcast, a must listen for every football fan. Former NFL exec Michael Lombardi goes off on players, teams, and coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings, wherever you get your podcast.
And here he is now, Michael Lombardi, kind enough to join us as he does every Monday at this time. Michael, good morning. Thanks for the time. What was your biggest takeaway from the Eagles-49ers game moving forward the next 2 weeks into their matchup against the Chiefs?
Well, I think, you know, the Eagles' offensive and defensive lines are the two strengths of the teams remaining, and they were dominant yesterday. The Eagles' offensive line, you know, they didn't control the game, but they made enough plays in the game. Look, they had 70 plays. They had the ball 37 minutes change, and they only gained 270 yards against the 49ers, which that's not a great day. However, that being said, they did enough to win the game. And I think when you look at what the Chiefs' offensive line was struggling to block Cincinnati, you know, and the Chiefs' defensive line dominated, but I think to me the Eagles' line, the trenches, are too good. I was shocked. I was completely shocked to see that the book would open up the Chiefs as the favorite. The Eagles, to me, should be the favorite. They are the favorite now, and it's because they're dominant in both lines.
You have the health of Kansas City, too. I mean, who knows? Hopefully these guys play, but I mean, there was a mass unit in that game where Kansas City lost all these guys.
Yeah, I mean, once they started the receivers, they lost the receivers. And look, let's be honest here. I mean, for all the greatness of the coaching that goes on in Kansas City, they're the most dangerous when Mahomes is moving. Mm-hmm. When he slides right or slides left, not moving in the Josh Allen framework, but moving in the to create open lanes to make those throws. And, you know, obviously I think he'll be healthier. But look, let's face it, it was an uphill battle the second half to try to find a way to move the football against Cincinnati. I mean, I don't know how, I mean, Cincinnati somewhat, they're able to make a play like the Hubbard fumble. Like how many times have we watched Mahomes? Does he ever make a play like that? Never. You know, the ball just slips out of his hand. It's really somewhat remarkable. And I think at the end of the day, what we handicapped during the week was Cincinnati's offensive line was going to have trouble in this game. And that proved to be the case.
Yep, I agree with what you said on the Eagles. I think from top to bottom, they are the better football team here, deserve to be favored. But I also think, Michael, and I've seen this on social media, people making the mistake of wanting to go all in on the Eagles based on what happened yesterday. I don't know what you can take away from yesterday with Philadelphia with what happened to the Niners in that game.
Yeah, I don't think it was a fair fight, right? I mean, it really wasn't a fair fight because let's be clear here. I mean, they didn't have their quarterback after the first series of the game. I mean, and then all this conversation, well, you know, Josh Johnson can run the game plan. The guy probably had, I would say this, when you have a rookie quarterback, you're not giving the backup very many reps of practice. So let's say he got three reps of team, two reps of 7-on-7. You know, he might have gone into that game with about 15 reps. And the reality of it is he probably can't run those plays. So Kyle had to change the game plan to what fit Josh Johnson, and then he loses Josh Johnson, you know? And so that made it very difficult. And look, let's face it. I mean, for them to even tie the game at 7-7, I thought was a miracle, you know? And then they get all those, they had seven first downs. They had seven first downs off of penalties. I mean, that's remarkable, right? I mean, how many times does that happen in a game? And when they got up 14-7, I thought to myself, Kyle would be best suited to just go in at halftime 14-7, and the next thing you know, he's down 21-7. That game was over.
Yes, well, right. Everyone seemed to know it, but Philly and Sirianni's done a great job. But you were going crazy on Twitter. I mean, they can't throw the ball. You're up 14. Why are you throwing the ball? Why are you running Hurts, and why are you snapping it with 20 seconds left on the play clock?
You know, and this whole notion, well, you have to be aggressive. Olsen's like, well, they're going to keep going and be aggressive. No, your opponent is the clock. Like, that was pretty clear. By the time Josh Johnson exited the game, there was only one way you were going to lose the game, and that's if you gave them the game. You didn't need any more points. You know, I'm always watching a game figuring out, okay, how many points are going to win this game? You know, I thought 27 would win the Chiefs game when I was watching. I thought, so whoever gets to 27 or 28 is winning this game. Obviously, it was 24. But the reality there is you knew you needed to keep scoring. This game, 21-24 was going to be plenty. I had no idea. The game just reduced the game. The Niners were in a four-minute offense. I mean, they were 2-for-8 on third down. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't make a play. They had no ability to get the ball to the receivers because they had no quarterback.
Yeah, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, former longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host Michael Lombardi. And then take that into what happened, into the night game. It's 13-3 Chiefs, Michael. They get the ball back before halftime. What was that series? Oh. The back-to-back-to-back passes. Bengals get you're getting the ball at halftime. The game could have been over with. What was that?
You know, to me, it's just, it drives me crazy. And I talked to an ex-coach in the NFL during the games because it drives him more crazy because he taught me how to do it. And it's ridiculous. I mean, it's unbelievable. So first of all, let's go through it. Kansas City gets the ball at 2:22 to go at the end of the half, right? So they have the ball, and they have they know Cincinnati has three timeouts. So not only do you want to go to halftime up 13-3, you want to go in there and make sure they don't get the ball back. So naturally, what do? They throw three straight passes, and they're punting the ball back with 2:10. I mean, they punted it they took 12 seconds off the clock.
Yep.
That is a gross misuse of the middle eight. And then, of course, Cincinnati drives it all the way down the field. They're lucky they didn't score a touchdown. They're lucky they ran out of time. They didn't score. And then, of course, the second half, they start the drive with a 3-and-out.
Yes.
And now, all of a sudden, it's 13-13. I mean, it was horrendous, but this is what happens. Andy Reid has never been – he's never been concerned about any of this game situations. He just feels like we're going to score. And he just throws caution to the air. And I think if they manage the game like that against Philadelphia, they won't be close.
What did you think of the controversy at the end and how it played out with the calls that went against Cincinnati in the fourth quarter?
Look, I feel really bad for Asaya, the kid. You know, I mean, he played his tail off. I mean, you know, you're so close to the sideline in such a fast-moving game, you have no idea. I mean, and that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because they couldn't block Chris Jones. They lost the game because, once again, Zach Taylor refuses to even try to get a running game going. I mean, you know, they go into this game, and they had no ability to run the football. Like, you can't put 45 passes on any quarterback on the road out there. They had 17 rushing attempts in the game. 17. Burrow was their leading rusher with 30 yards. You got to have some balance. You got to find a way to make plays. And, you know, and then when you have a bad offensive line like they do, you got to take some of the heat off of them. So there was a lot of plays that went in that game. And the number one play being the punt return.
Yep.
I mean, they gave up a punt return on special teams. That 29-yard return was the difference in the game.
Yes.
Kicked it right down the middle of the field and allowed that return to happen.
Down the middle of
Also,
yes, exactly. And you never do that. Never should do that. You've got to kick the ball out of bounds there.
Yes. You avoid the punt returner, of course. Also, and that's to your point about not running the football. It's 2nd and 3, 7 minutes to go, tie game. Instead of trying something short or using Mixon, Pirine, whatever, or something underneath, they went back-to-back bombs away, Michael. It was eventually picked off. But how do you not try to pick up the first down? Take time off the clock, move the sticks, you're in possession of the ball, it's a tie game. I could not understand that sequence.
Well, because we have coaches that don't understand what the game is, what's going on in the game. They're so busy looking at their sheets. Like, to me, you and I are sitting there watching the game saying, we can't get the ball back, We got to run this clock down. Let's take our time. We don't want Mahomes coming back with a chance to beat us. But they're so busy running their plays. It's all about what are they in? What coverage are we going to get here? And they treat the fourth quarter like it's the first quarter. And the fourth quarter, if you really are a great head coach, you understand the fourth quarter is a standalone game. The first quarter is about figuring out what the game plan is. The second and the third are about adjustments. The fourth quarter is a standalone game, and you've got to treat it that way. And they never do.
Where's Rodgers playing next year?
You know, I think with all this, what you can read between the lines, it sounds like Green Bay's done with them, and it sounds like he's done with Green Bay. There's too much leaking going on right now. You know, there's too much leaking going on, and Green Bay seems it like they're upset. I would say, you know, I would say a team that he feels really comfortable with the offensive coordinator is, and I'm not saying that'll be Nathaniel Hackett, and the skill set and who the head coach is.
Will Saturday get the Colts job?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that's done. I think that ship has sailed. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, look, in the NFL, you never say never. But I don't think I think he's out of the running. I think that they've had their come to Jesus moment, and they realize that if we do this, every high school coach, God bless them all, is available for hire.
You know, it set off a firestorm. Right. You called this too. Jerry tells Mike he wants him to coach there as long as Landry did, but then you fire five assistants?
Well, I think that was almost like a prisoner for prisoner swap exchange. Jerry has his guys, Mike McCarthy has his guys. They were changing guys left and right. I mean, this is like a POW camp here. I mean, it was bad. But here's the key thing that can't get lost in the sight. For all the love that Jerry had for Kellen Moore, I think the realization of if Dak's going to get better, it ain't going to be with Kellen Moore. Yeah. It isn't going to be with Kellen Moore. Now, you know, this could be utopia for me. If Kellen Moore, who I call Joystick, if he gets the job in the Chargers to go along with Staley, two guys that have no interest in managing the game, no interest in situational football, no interest in how to play the game the right way, you get those two guys together, unbelievable. And how about this little nugget? How about Herbert going under for surgery? And he was in that game at the end of the year in Denver. The guy needed surgery on his left shoulder. You know he's going to need surgery at the end of the year, and you're still playing him in that meaningless game. Think about that for a moment.
Sure. Yeah. Excellent.
Well said. Great spot as always, Michael. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Well done. Prisoner swap.
Get his show today at noon Eastern right here on VSiN, Monday through Friday. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone's the problem but McCarthy. I mean, they let go of all these assistants.
Well, that's why his analogy is so good.
Yeah, but then I want you to be here as long as possible.
Actually, that is a dream scenario.
Oh,
Brandon Staley and Kellen Moore working together hand in hand with the Chargers. Oh, poor Justin Herbert.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right. We will touch a little bit more on the latest with Aaron Rodgers and how I approach that. Yes, I bet a team to win the Super Bowl next year already. I'll tell you who that is coming up next.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Tonight, VSiN has an exclusive look at the first wave of player props from DraftKings. Johnny Avello, the director, joins Femi and Wes at 9:15 p.m. Eastern on Live Bet tonight. They'll reveal the new player props right as they hit the market. Get a head start on all the great Super Bowl prop options tonight here on VSiN.
One of the props that they're already offering at DraftKings, any field goal or extra point to hit an upright or crossbar.
All right.
It's already up. It opened yes plus 450, no minus 650. And I can tell you about a prop that was made at Circa for the Chiefs game yesterday. They put up, will Chad Henne take a snap in the game?
I bet that.
You bet the yes?
5-1, yeah.
Yeah, they opened 6.
Yep.
I think they probably did very well to that prop.
Yes. That was a good prop.
That was a really good prop.
The first time I saw that was the New England-Atlanta Super Bowl with the upright business. But I think Caesars had it priced way too high. And
that's right.
Gostowski missed an extra
point. That's exactly what happened.
It was like 11-1. 10-1.
And they lost a lot on that certain prop.
Carried out on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there'll be a lot of, I can't wait for the creativity and, you know, it's everywhere now and see how many places, what they add and how creative they get. And even a spot like William Hill, they take requests all year.
Yep.
Like a drive to start inside the 5 and how many timeouts will you use? And it's, I can't wait.
I think Jonathan Von Tobel from VSiN had a really good idea. And I believe the prop was, will anybody go for it on fourth down in their own territory?
All right.
That's a great idea for a prop.
Sure. I would take the yes with these two teams, especially Sirianni. It's a tough game.
Sure.
It's a tough game. Because you want to say, it's 16-3 against 16-3. They're 16-1 when Hurts starts. Kansas City's won 12 of 13. The loss was by 3 points. You got to worry about the injuries and the health of the team.
Yeah.
But then it's like, well, I mean, both things can be true. Philly's very good, great O-line, great D-line, talented roster. NFC was garbage. And then you play the fraud Giants and you get a team where you don't have a quarterback. You can't throw the ball for three quarters.
Right.
So you weren't even tested. But now you're going against this guy. And how do you go against Mahomes in a big game? I don't have anyone to throw to. Okay, no problem. Right. I'm going back to the Super Bowl. I can't even move. Who cares? No problem. I win. And the story will be the pass rush as well with both teams, number one and number two in sacks.
For sure. And I promise I'll get to what I did with Aaron Rodgers in the offseason in the next segment. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. We were going to do it here. I promise we'll do it then.
Well, go ahead.
No. I want to know because you're holding this huge ticket on the Chiefs again to win the whole thing. The Pat Cash for what, $38,000? $8,000.
It's less than that, though, because I am a partner.
Okay.
With the guy, I'll have to explain.
So, and again, I said this earlier, I was only following the steam and following the money last night. I bet the Eagles at Pick'em, and because I could tell where the market was going to go on this. When it opened up minus 2.5 and it was going that direction, I bet Pick'em when other books were already showing Eagles minus 2. So I took Philly at that point at a Pick'em price. But I do think people out there are making the mistake of saying, I'm all in on the Eagles. It's Philly for me or nothing. Fly, Eagles, fly, based on what happened yesterday. And that, to me, is a huge mistake. If you like the Eagles, it's got to be a season-long thing. And how much, like Michael Lombardi said, the lines are going to be the difference here, the O-line and the D-line. I don't think that you can take anything away from their win against the Niners yesterday and say, boy, oh boy, sign me up. I'm going to make a huge bet on Philadelphia. Again, they could play that game 100 times. I don't think it's played out like that one other time.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fluky. The variance in that game alone was absolutely off the charts. The decision and we're going to hear from Sirianni here in a second, but the throw to Smith on fourth down when Sirianni went for it, and then Smith gets up, he hurries. The fact that Shanahan didn't challenge that, and then the play that Purdy got hurt, Philly decided to challenge that, and it was a fumble.
Yep.
Purdy getting hurt in general.
Huge.
Bosa getting hurt. What was that with Bosa? It was so fluky.
I know.
Everything that happened in the game. So I don't want to hear about how Philly manhandled San Francisco yesterday, and now they're going to do the same thing to KC. That's a mistake. It's a huge mistake. Can't do that. So you brought this up earlier. How can you not tell by the body language on Devontae Smith, if you're Kyle Shanahan,
right,
that you needed to challenge the play?
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, here's Nick Sirianni, coach for the Eagles, on Devontae calling for the hurry up after that catch.
Football intelligence, like smart players do smart things. And he did a smart thing right there. He made an unbelievable play. I don't know if he caught it or not. I haven't seen the TV copy. You got didn't catch it? Well, then that was even better of a play. And but, yeah, we talk a lot. Situational football is not just third down and red zone and 2 minute. It's not just those things, right? It's the situations that happen within the game. That particular thing is a situation that happens within the game. Devontae's done that. In fact, the very first game we had here against Atlanta, Zach Ertz did the same thing. And, again, smart players do smart things. And we've had a couple of those, and our guys are, you know, we talk a lot about it. Our guys are locked in, and, you know, it's a special group of guys.
Okay, good job there by the team, by Smith, by Sirianni to recognize that. And also, how about that? And that wasn't fake, right? That was real. He said in the post-game press conference, oh, wait a second, that was a drop? He didn't catch it? And Shanahan didn't know for sure that he dropped it until they came back from a commercial break, but it's too late. Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, calling BS on the claim that the NFL's
expedited.
Yep. Yeah, thank you. Replay process, didn't see the key angle on the Devontae Smith play. The league office has a, quote, Hawkeye system, which gives it immediate access to all angles captured by the broadcast network.
Yeah, that's why it was a bad day for the league. What the hell's going on? You don't have the right replay or angle on a huge play in a title game, and then a ball hits a wire.
The wire.
And you don't have, we didn't have a view that captured it and gave us proof.
We don't have sufficient evidence.
What are you talking about? I mean, it's a circus.
How does the ball change its path then?
Come on.
Like it did.
But that's the thing with Shanahan. I couldn't get the right angle. I couldn't see. That's who cares? The guy who was involved in the play is telling you, I didn't catch the ball. Because he's saying, come on, guys, hurry up. Get to the line and run a play.
Yep.
Which they did. You should have just launched the flag from there and thrown it 30 yards. And just, it's a big play. It's 4th and 3. You're going to get the ball back with decent field position. It leads to 7 points. Same thing with Andy Reid and Tony. Tony's telling you, I didn't catch the ball. Mm-hmm. Why are you challenging it? And Sirianni listened to his defense. They knew that was a fumble when they hit Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
They picked it up and they're screaming, challenge it. That's a play. That's a fumble. That's a fumble. And they got it right. I mean, you got to read the room and just look at the players involved on the play, especially when both of them are wide receivers. They'll tell you what's going on.
Yep. Tony looked like a small child who spilled his dinner plate in the kitchen and nobody was around. And
right,
he walked in,
back
saw
with his
parents.
Head down. Yes.
And he's like, uh-oh, I don't want my parents to find out about this. Tony knew immediately that was the reaction. I could not believe that Reed decided to challenge that.
Right, and there was
a
couple.
A poor job of reading the body language.
I don't know if it was Wiley who had a horrible day, but there was someone on the offensive line jumping up and down and doing this like he caught it. And that might have played in it too. I was like, you can't see.
No, you have
no idea. Look at Tony. I mean, how about Wiley? He had the holding call on the Pacheco touchdown called back. I bet Pacheco first touchdown of the game, too. And then he gets the taunting call. I mean, when do you see that? That was a big play. Because it was after, I think they hit Scantling for 30 yards.
Yeah.
Then they had to him up.
That's exactly what happened.
Offense. So he's doing like the nana-nana boo-boo stuff. Remember that? He's like jumping around.
No,
like,
he was very excitable yesterday.
Why would you can't get a taunting if you're an offensive lineman in that situation. Come on.
I can't believe the Chiefs won the game in regulation still.
Oh, I know.
With the Bengals having the ball like that. What did you do yesterday then?
I bet too much on the Bengals. Is it a hedge? No, because I thought the Bengals were going to come back and the prices were too high. But I was set up to make have a nice day if the Bengals won the game, because that's a dream scenario, right? I'm taking 490, 5-1, 330, 320, 210 in play. So if the Bengals won, I mean, you're gonna scoop a lot there with the in play, with the money line.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah.
And so now that didn't cash, but you're still holding this Chiefs ticket, obviously. What are your plans now against the Eagles?
Yeah, wait to get a cheap money line before kickoff on Philadelphia. I think they win the game.
You think Philly wins the game?
I think Philly's going to win the game. So that's remember now. That's why I was also a little bit ticked off that I'm betting this as well. It's like, are they going to blow? It's when it's 13-3 and they're at the Cincy 40 after the interception.
Oh, you must have been screaming.
Well, they're going to get the ball
at halftime.
And Circa had the best numbers in play on the money line. Cincy was plus 630 at that point. So I'm thinking, my God, who knows how high this gets? I score here and I'm getting the ball.
Yep.
But then they go pass.
They totally blew
that spot. Don't even take it down to the 2-minute warning.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
There goes your 8-1, 9-1 that could have been available. So,
I mean, as much as we all love football and it's going to stink for 7 months when it goes bye-bye after the Super Bowl next week, I thought yesterday was an F. I thought yesterday was one of the worst championships. That's partially me, my expectations going in. No way the games could be bad, right?
Well,
I like Championship Sunday more than I like the Super Bowl.
Why are you so strong on it? Because the late game turned out to be fantastic. Just
the way the officials took over at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Just absolutely brutal. And I will do this until I'm dead. I cannot stand it in any sporting event when the officials become a story. I've always hated it, and I will never not get it out of my system. So up next, a little bit more on Aaron Rodgers and what I decided to do for next year's Super Bowl winner here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Big game means big plans for VSiN. VSiN will be in the middle of all the action and broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix. With athlete and celebrity interviews, we'll break down the game. You don't want to miss any of the coverage. We'll be there. Lombardi Line, Final Countdown, VSiN Primetime, all live from Radio Row starting next week. VSiN.com.
A couple of tweets to get to from yesterday's action from Richard. If we learned anything this year in gambling on the NFL, it's take the opposite. Take the narratives and pull a Costanza. Go with the opposite. For example, like the Eagles, I mean, were they going to be able to run the football in the 49ers? I know, like, yards per play, yards per rush, it wasn't great, but when it mattered yesterday around the goal line, the Niners didn't have an answer for the RPOs. The Eagles were gashing them in big spots.
Yeah.
They were also, again, and this is from, how about them Niners on Twitter? Watch the replay, Devontae Smith, when he did the tapping of the fist, that's their pre-assigned signal, yeah, to say that we need to hurry up right now.
Let's move. What was that?
Devontae Smith, when he didn't catch the ball on fourth down, he did this.
Okay.
And that's their pre-assigned signal. Fellas, let's move right now.
Interesting.
Yep. But that's good coaching, right?
That's it is.
To be prepared for all these moments. He knew, like, guys, there's a pretty good chance I didn't catch his ball, so let's get up there right now and not give him a chance to watch the replay.
Shanahan didn't throw the challenge flag, and then Sirianni's guys talked him into it with the, and they knew, with the Purdy fumble, and bam, that was huge. Yep. What other takeaway, too, watching the first half, first quarter. First quarter of the Chiefs game? Buffalo, what?
Oh, boy.
Come on, Buffalo.
Boy, oh, boy.
Snow or no snow? I mean, bro, they sacked them 5 times, but they sacked them back-to-back-to-back plays.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo never got close to
nothing.
Them.
And they did miss Von Miller for sure.
Come on.
But that was, you have to really take into question the plan of attack that day for the Bills. There's also this from Bob. Thank you for reminding us. Upstate New York. He said all 6 games over the past 2 weekends went under.
How about that?
And actually, if you go back to the Buccaneers-Cowboys game on Monday night, the missed extra points at the foot of Brett Maher, that's 7 straight unders now in the playoffs.
Yep.
After, the first 5 went over?
Yeah.
I believe is what
that?
It was.
Yep. How about that? That is something.
Yeah. So this report from Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, the Packers made a commitment with Aaron Rodgers to find a trade partner if he indicates a desire to be traded. Green Bay will have, quote, their next plan ready to go, end of quote, in case Rodgers does move on. And like you asked Michael Lombardi this 25 minutes ago now, and he said it just feels like
that
this is where we're at right now.
Good answer. Well, it feels like Green Bay's ready to move on. And Green Bay's ready to turn it over to Love or see what they have, or go in a different direction. Yeah. I mean, they did it with Favre, and now it appears they're going to do it with Rodgers.
So now you
have the perfect storm where you have a desperate New York team and big market and the owner who wants to win it and the owner who feels they're close, and this will make them a legit contender. And I agree with the Jets.
The Jets have to make a move. I don't care. I've heard people say you're going to waste Zach Wilson. Waste what?
I can't play. You have to realize that. He can't play.
Yeah, there's a good chance by watching this kid in his first 2 years, he's going to be no good.
Yeah, and the locker room doesn't like him.
That also came out.
The love affair with Mike White.
Right.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff behind the scenes, and maybe he doesn't work hard, and the comments. But you know, how much do you give up? That's another discussion. But I'm with you. This would be great for the league if he lands on the number one market. And that division is so intriguing as well, if that happens.
Again, he was recently the two-time MVP winner.
Yeah.
In fact, that was last year and the year before.
No, you're right. If you're Green Bay and you get a mon- you're a damn fool if you turn it down.
You have to.
He's got 1 or 2 years left.
It's a no-brainer at this point. So I was looking around last week. Again, I bet the Jets 45-1 to win the Super Bowl. Put down a bet at that number. There's a book in town, the Westgate. They have 25-1. I talked to the fellas over there, talked to Jeff Sherman. He's like, and he's spot on. They're a quarterback away. They are a QB away from doing some serious damage and you know, being a real player. And when the owner comes out and says this, then that's a pretty good sign. You have to take him for his word that it's like, look, we know that we're close. We know what a Super Bowl or getting there would mean to our fan base. And we have to go to that length to bring in a quarterback that can get us over the hump.
Mitch, they were 7-4 with Zach Wilson and Mike White.
Yep.
They were 7-4. And they had the offensive rookie of the year at the Hall, too. Then when Hall got hurt, that hurt their running
Think about
game.
Their draft for a second. It's got to be one of the best drafts in recent memory. Hall.
Great job.
Wilson and Sauce Gardner.
Yep.
Just those three players, the way they panned out. There was a home run with every one of them. Yeah, you're right, until Hall got hurt.
So they're going to make the playoffs, and they implode. They lost their last six games. Berrios dropped the game-winning touchdown at Minnesota. They lost by 5. They lost by 8 against the Bills on the road. That's the game White had the cracked ribs.
Yep.
They lost by 3 at home against Detroit. Zach Wilson had nothing, and that's when the locker room had turned on him. They got beat by Jacksonville. That was, Strevler came in there as well.
Oh, yeah.
19-3. And then they got run out by Seattle, and you play Flacco, and you lose 11-6 with the Miami game. So, I mean, they should have made the playoffs, but you put Aaron Rodgers on that team? Like, remember, they lost the game 10-3.
On a punt return.
They should have swept the Patriots. Huh? They lost by 5, and they lost 10-3. You think they win those games with Aaron Rodgers?
And you know what? This could be like a B-12 shot for the guy. Adrenaline, like Pulp Fiction, right to the heart.
Yeah.
Finally going to get away from Green Bay after 19 years. You know, my one real question mark on the Jets would be how it would work with Robert Saleh as the head coach. And now they bring in Nathaniel Hackett.
Well, that's the big
but
one, Hackett. That makes no sense. Why would Hackett do that with the timing? You have to know, because this is big for your career and what's going to happen the rest of your stay in the NFL. Unmitigated disaster in Denver. You're just going to hop back in and be a coach, and you don't know who your quarterback is? And as we know right now, it's Zach Wilson. Get out of here.
Make a number on how many text messages Rodgers and Hackett have had on a burner phone together leading into that decision. I mean, they've been in communication. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
They've had to have talks.
Okay. So chances he's gone. Start with that. Are you certain he's gone? They have to do this.
I'm the wrong guy to ask because I've been pushing for this for 3 years now.
I think he's gone.
I would say 50-50.
That's it?
Maybe 60-40.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go. It's completely a done deal.
How much do you read into the Jameson Williams asking him for his jersey? And I'm going to hold on to this one. Remember the Sunday night?
He also likes to play up to the camera.
Yeah, he does.
Rodgers does.
Yeah.
And he knew how close. That and also walking arm-in-arm with Randall Cobb out of Lambeau Field.
Staged. Set up, contract.
No, but maybe. I mean, put it this way. If, in fact, he moves on, you can look back and say that was huge then. He knew at that point that he was going to be gone.
Yeah. One more chance to rip Romo. Remember the Kelce play? The lateral?
Yeah.
Romo. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Week 18, the Lions did it, Tony. Same play. But that
Week 18. Did you ever watch the Boise State game?
I know. I've never seen that
before. And then I think they made the comment like he's going to go for a long ways. McKinnon might have scored, I think, or they made some comment. There were like two defenders back there by the Bengals. He was going to pick up like 5 more yards.
Yeah. If not New York, then where? Out here? I would say New York or Las Vegas. This other thing, this Brady to San Francisco stuff.
Well,
please don't do that.
Well, Paulie, now that has steam.
I know they can't.
After what happened yesterday?
No, come on, it's a fluke.
I'm just saying, like
I can't believe it.
If you believe in narratives, which I mean, you can get lost big time in that crap. But there is an angle now where people are going to push for that, where it's going to be, they're going to trade Trey Lance, get picks for him. Garoppolo's going to be on the move. And Purdy got hurt, so really to put him over the hump, Brady one last swan song here in his hometown. And then Purdy can back up Brady and take over when he retires.
Oh, God.
I But who's the starting quarterback next year then if it's not Brady in San Francisco? Is it Purdy?
Yes.
For sure.
Or the you have Purdy and Lance compete for the job.
And Garoppolo's going to be starting somewhere else.
I don't know where he's going. No, he's gone. I don't know where.
On a roster somewhere else anyway.
Yes.
Is Jordan Love starting in Green Bay?
Probably.
Who's going to be in Tampa?
Man, that could be Garoppolo. I don't know. That's a disaster. That's
on the precipice of
that,
really
that
being
that came
bad.
Out, too. A lot of the guys on Tampa said it felt like Brady was saying goodbye after the playoff loss.
Would you rather see Brady in San Francisco or in Las Vegas?
Oh, out here. Come on. Absolutely. You don't do anything. The kid won 7 games in a row. You give Purdy a chance.
How about we have an offseason where Brady and Rodgers go to the AFC?
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson, go to the NFC, man. You got to go somewhere in the NFC. That could happen. I mean, look at...
But that's what I would do, though, too. If they want to give up 2 number ones for Rodgers, I say, hell no, I'll give up another one and get Lamar Jackson. Because I have the guy for 10 years. Rodgers might only stick around for 2.
Can Lamar play for 10 more?
Well, I know. Yeah. Fair about that. But that's right. This is picking up steam, though. It wasn't just Tom. It was also Schefter. Now, this appears. This is going to happen now.
Yeah.
He'll be on the move.
I'm a fan of the idea. I'm pulling for it. Have been for a long time. I hope the Packers are sensible enough, if that offer's on the table, where they have to say yes. The refs working the games yesterday were not the only ones making questionable calls over the weekend. Is there anybody in the world any softer than this group? I'll explain that coming up next.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
A couple weeks away from Super Sunday, BetRivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their exclusive BetRivers Squares. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets. You get a square on the house. If your numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
To my point earlier of how I'm always going to be bothered by bad officiating, like stay out of the way, we got a response on Twitter today saying, you're right, you never want to know the official's name. The best officials or referees in the world, you don't know their names, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly how it should be. And I was in Los Angeles this weekend, and this is my example, right? I'm watching the Lakers-Celtics game. I don't have a penny on the game. I have no action whatsoever. I'm watching it at a bar on Saturday night. And it was to the point of where I was like, I had to get up and almost leave the bar because I was so mad based on how bad the officials were in the game. And it was all one-sided. Everything was going the Celtics way. And that's just how I am as a person. Get it right. Don't make the ridiculous calls. And I'm telling you, in real time now we're talking because they have this fail-safe that they can lean on, and that's replay to go and get the call right in theory. 2 challenges were overturned. The foul on Schroeder was absolutely laughable that put Tatum to the free throw line, and you saw it in his reaction. They then called a foul on Anthony Davis. Absolutely no contact was made. That was overturned. Another play would have been overturned if a challenge was available. And then the final foul on LeBron that was missed, that probably would have decided the game in regulation. And that's the point of tying it into what happened to Mahomes. I hated that the AFC title game finished that way. But was that a flag on Osai? Of course. That's roughing the passer, late hit, call it whatever you want, unnecessary roughness. And when LeBron's going up with the left hand, you can see it in clear daylight. Tatum comes across, bam, slaps him right there on the wrist. Layup is no good. And then LeBron completely lost his cool. I can't believe he wasn't given a technical. And then it came to Patrick Beverley. Great. I loved it, by the way. It was an unbelievable piece of theater when he brought that camera out to the referee to show it to him. And then how soft is the official to automatically look at him and say, nope, you're teed up, pal.
Yeah.
Nobody is softer on the planet than NBA officials. Yeah. You have no spine whatsoever. You never have. And I all of you, horrible at what you do. This is the back and forth with the pool reporter. The question, was Beverly assessed a technical foul at the end of regulation? His actions were inappropriate in addressing resentment to a non-call. Another question, it looked like he brought a camera out. Was he trying to show you something? Yes. That was part of his inappropriate actions. Another question. It looked like there was contact on LeBron's drive at the end of regulation. Why was there no foul called, and what did you see there? There was contact at the time during the game. We did not see a foul. The crew missed the play.
Yeah.
Why would you call the tee on Beverly? Because you're weak, and you never want to be shown that you're wrong, and you have no accountability whatsoever. They never have in this sport, and they got away with it again on Saturday night. LeBron was completely over the top with the theatrics.
You thought so?
Yeah. I think he's still on the ground crying.
Well, Davis is right, though. We were robbed.
And they were.
You can't have it both ways. Well, I don't decide the game. Well, you're deciding the game if you don't call that. He hit him on the arm. Everyone, he could see it.
And you could hear it.
It's also LeBron James. I mean, he goes, well, Jordan, you couldn't touch Jordan. You couldn't get close to him. It's a superstar. And he's going to the basket with the game on the line. He gets hacked and you don't call it? The other thing is the ego. That's the problem.
Yes, it is.
A lot of them think they're people pay to see them. You know, the Joey Crawfords, the Scott Fosters. This can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul has said that time and time again. Well, Scott Foster, people pay to see him, right? I mean, these egos on these guys and what they, how they call games.
Sure. I love the question, by the way.
The worst is Major League Baseball, where they throw out the rule book completely. And it's, oh, no. Today, it's my strike zone. It's my strike zone. And it changes game to game.
Buckle in.
Whoever's behind the dish. But that is, it was shameful, disgrace. Davis is right. They were robbed. I hope they don't miss the playoffs or have to be in the play-in
sure.
as a result of this, because they were robbed. He goes to the free throw line. Now, the other thing, Beverly, what are you doing? Fouling Brown. You're up three. Let him lay it in.
Yep.
That was stupid.
Totally agree.
But, I mean, all bad the calls going there. Against him. But you can't even get, for years, it's like, well, superstar treatment, right? Oh, it's a superstar. LeBron James, you can't even get the call when it's obvious.
And that's my point. In real time, that game had example after example after example of referees blowing almost every single call. And it just so happened to be that the Celtics were getting the benefit of the doubt. Again, I have no dog in the fight. I don't care who wins the game. I don't have any action. But the part, again, on the question that was brought up by the pool reporter.
You okay?
It looked like he brought a camera out there. Was he trying to show you something? Yes, yeah. He was. He was proving that I was wrong, and that was inappropriate of him. So we had to tee him up to begin overtime. Oh, does it drive me nuts? The shooter foul on Tatum was just disgusting.
Yeah. Can anyone explain what Charles Barkley is watching, though? Oh, the Lakers stink.
The West
is garbage.
I'm totally now in your boat. I understand that it's difficult to maybe make some trades. Genie, yeah. I'm begging you. Palinka, I'm begging you. You can win the West this year.
Yes.
I'm not. This is no joke. What am I overreacting to? They're below 500. The West is not that great. You can come out. LeBron is having another, like, for his age, a legendary year. And he's going to do this in a Lakers uniform. And Davis is back healthy. Say what you want about Westbrook. He's having a nice year as a six man off the bench.
Shooter, nice player. Yeah, yeah Hachimura. Exactly right. They got Hachimura.
I added him. That's a nice start. So go add another piece or two. If you make the playoffs, you can beat anybody in that conference.
It's wide open. Yes. Who knows? The Suns might trade Chris Paul. That could happen.
Yeah.
They might just rebuild because they've been awful too. I mean, that thing's wide open. I mean, you've gone to Milwaukee and won. You should have. You went to Boston. You should have won that game.
Oh, by the way, there along with that pool report, it came out, the Lakers have been robbed like three times in the last couple of weeks on games in the end of spot situation. I think one was against Philadelphia, and there's another one on there.
Yeah. Luka's hurt.
I mean,
you can't beat Sacramento if you face them. Now, Denver's going to be a problem, but that still, if it sets up right, and it's a war of attrition, we've seen that. Someone will have a big injury come playoff time or late in the season. No, I'm not saying you don't have to go crazy. You can just give up a pick for Bogdanovich or something like that.
Grizzlies can be really, really good, but
happened to them now.
Yeah,
they've lost five or six.
Yeah, so when you look at the odds to win the Western Conference, now what you said about the Nuggets for sure. And here's the part: I mean, that would if they're the eight seed, for example, they'd have to go to Denver and play four out of seven games. That's going to be very difficult, and the Nuggets are going to.
They beat them at home. They blew them out earlier at home, but it's, right.
And the Nuggets have the best player in the world.
Sure. And it didn't go well the last time they played the Clippers, but who knows what the Clippers say.
Sure. But you look at some of these, again, on the lower part of that, of the conference odds right now, they're not better than the Mavericks potentially, or the Pelicans, or the Suns?
No, I would take them. I take them against the Suns. I take them against the Pelicans. I would take them against the Mavs.
Yeah. Here is LeBron James now talking about the referees in that game on Saturday night.
It's been building, and that's, I mean, you guys seen some of the games that we've lost this year with late game missed calls. We had an opportunity to literally, win the game. I mean, that's, I had this second one in the last few weeks for myself, against Dallas, had an opportunity to win the game if the foul was called. K-9 the other day, had an opportunity to tie the game if, the 4-point play is called, I don't understand. I don't understand what we're doing. And I watch basketball every single day. I watch these games every single day, and I don't see it happening to nobody else. It's just weird.
Look at his last 13 games.
Ridiculous. Thanks to Sportsnet.
Yep. 35 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists last 13 games.
Yeah.
He's gonna surpass Kareem like this week or early week.
Incredible run. We also owe it to him. He signed the extension.
You can't
go out like this. Give him some help.
I don't. If you could go back in time and ask Lakers brass how LeBron's going to play in, what is this, his fourth year, 2022, 2023, I don't think they could ever say he's going to play this well at this age with this many miles on the odometer.
Isn't this something? Lakers can't get a call?
Yes.
After what?
Incredible that we're actually saying that.
David Stern, what's your dream matchup in the finals years ago? Lakers. Okay, thanks, Commissioner. And well, then they come out immediately. Yeah, we blew the call. Well, what's the penalty for these guys?
Again, nothing.
If you suck at your job, you got to eat it. You get docked pay. You got to something. It's like, oh well, you blew a call at the side of the game. Okay. I mean, what's the penalty? Blow these calls.
There's not an ounce of accountability ever. How awesome would that job be?
And it's not even a legitimate reporter. It's one pool reporter coming in, a couple questions. I can't even grill them for 10 minutes.
No, and that's all you get.
These guys should at least have to sit down and take their medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen either. And then if you say something and you're critical of officials, you get fined.
Then you get fined and maybe suspended for pointing out how awful they are and missed opportunities and blowing calls. Sure, that makes a lot of sense. Up next, more NFL. Former offensive lineman, current analyst Ross Tucker on the show. His early feel for the Super Bowl as the Eagles are a short favorite against the Chiefs.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.